seventh day of the week. And the seventh day of the week, we're told in Genesis that God rested. And of course, today is really the expression of that rest. God worked for 6 days and said his work was completed, and Jesus said on the cross yesterday, it is finished. His work was done. In the hymnography that we had in Lord I Call, it was so profoundly clear that our Lord rests on the seventh day in Hades. And Hades can't contain him. Hell groans and cries out. It's said time and time again. It can't contain him. He doesn't enter Hades with the chariots and soldiers, the way that we read about Pharaoh and his army coming after Israel in the desert after they left Egypt. He doesn't come with the weapons of this world, with guns, rifles, tanks, bombs. He enters Hades just the same way that he entered Jerusalem last Sunday. Meek and humble, gentle, unassuming, powerless in the ways of the world. Really in silence. In a few moments we'll sing a cherubic hymn, "Let all mortal flesh keep silent." And maybe the most profound expression of death is silence, complete silence. Sure, no speaking, no fidgeting, hard not to fidget in our lives, no mental activity, just complete emptiness. So we see on the seventh day the resting in the tomb, entering Hades, the silence that were given by our Lord is really the culmination of his incarnation. It's the place where he's been ahead of the telos, the end point of his self-emptying. The kenosis is complete today. He doesn't have any words to say to us. We fill the air with words because we're not yet able to really rest with him in the tomb. We're called to try as much as we can. It's important for us to realize that the silence of the seventh day is different than the silence of the eighth day. The silence of the seventh day is this day of the silence of death, of emptiness, of inactivity. The silence of the eighth day is the silence of life, the silence of the kingdom, the silence of fullness. It's not the silence of separation or of absence, it's the silence of presence. So in the Orthodox Church, we're constantly reminded by the Holy Fathers that the language of the kingdom is silence. But it's not the silence that we have today. It's the silence that, by God's grace, we'll have tomorrow. But the silence of the kingdom is always and only obtained by first entering through the silence of the death of the seventh day. Always through the cross, always through the burial, before we can obtain the resurrection. When we began the liturgy today, just like the beginning of every liturgy, the priest proclaims the kingdom. Blessed is the kingdom. So here we are, we're in the kingdom. But when he says, "Blessed is the kingdom," he takes the gospel book and makes the sign of the cross over the entomancium. Because the only doorway to the kingdom is the cross. And the cross, not any old cross, not any old suffering, but the cross of Christ. The cross that Christ gives us, just as we've given him his cross. So if we take this day and enter through that cross into this period of the silence of death, the silence of separation, the silence of inactivity, silence of complete emptiness, counsels. Then we'll be with our Lord where he is today. And we'll wait. And at the right time, he'll give us the silence of the kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.